AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A White House summit on violent extremism includes officials from three U.S. cities with pilot programs designed to keep young people from joining radical groups. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says police and government officials have to find ways to gain the trust of various immigrant communities.
Frankly, it's an exercise in lowering barriers, lowering suspicion, and building trust.
President Obama is to address the gathering in about an hour. The Obama administration is not happy with Israel's public criticism of its nuclear talks with Iran. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has more.
Israeli officials accuse the administration of preparing major concessions, including continued uranium enrichment that puts Iran closer to building a bomb. But Press Secretary Josh Earnest says this is cherry-picking of what the Israelis have been told and taking things out of context.
There's no question that some of the things that the Israelis have said in characterizing our negotiating position have not been accurate.
Earnest says Israel's still being kept in the loop, but he's also not denying published reports its access has in recent weeks been limited. Mark Smith at the White House.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, son and brother of two presidents, tells the Chicago Council on Global Affairs,
"I'm my own man, and my views are shaped by my own thinking and my own experiences."
In his speech, the possible Republican presidential candidate says President Obama's foreign policy has left the United States less influential around the world.
"Under this administration, we are inconsistent and indecisive. We have lost the trust and confidence of our friends. We definitely no longer inspire fear in our enemies."
And while Bush has not yet formally declared his candidacy, he is all but certain to run for president in 2016. On Wall Street, with about an hour left in trading, the Dow is down 24. The Nasdaq is off 2. S&P is off 3. This is AP Radio News. An explosion at an ExxonMobil refinery in Torrance, California, set off a huge smokestack flare, leaving three people with minor injuries. Fire Department Captain Steve Duell says that the system is designed to burn off gasoline that spills from an explosion.
"It's the lesser of a lot of evils. Rather than having product on the ground that may be going somewhere, but to burn it off and get it as a least of all the evils is the thought."
An ExxonMobil spokesman says the cause of the explosion is under investigation and company officials are working with local agencies. Singer Nicki Minaj says two members of her tour have been stabbed in Philadelphia. One of them is dead. Minaj, in a tweet today, says the two had flown to Philadelphia for rehearsals 2 days ago. Philadelphia police say two men, ages 29 and 26, were stabbed early this morning outside a bar. The older one is dead. The younger man is in critical condition. I'm Tim McGuire. AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.